the gospel lesson from the gospel according to St. Matthew at the 10th chapter. And various verses in this text are being instructed to the disciples. So Jesus is also instructing us in our life, our daily walk with him. And he tells us about all the things that we need to plan for. And he ends the text, "Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven." Strong words to hear for us who plan a lot of things. I think we could probably call each of us a planner, because we like to plan. We like to plan days in advance. We like to plan maybe even weeks and months in advance. Maybe you are a planner of the day, where you take a piece of paper and you write down all the things you need to accomplish during that day. And then you cross off the other things. Or maybe you're like me when, before we go on a trip, I take a little pad of paper, put it on my desk, and things not to forget. My computer, my power cord, which one time we went to the cabin for a few days, and guess what? I forgot that power cord because I didn't put it down on my list. Maybe you are the person who plans your grocery trip, and you put everything down that you need to buy. Or maybe you're just a planner of the weeks ahead or the days ahead, what you're going to do each and every day. You know, I used to say that I had this day timer, and because guys themselves had this, they said, you know, get this day timer. And it was a book thing, and you opened it up, and it had spaces for you to put all of your stuff down, and then it had times what you were going to do during the day. And I found it pretty handy until, of course, the cell phone came along. And so then I still had a knack of doing it in a book form and writing it down. And Karen says, "What? Yeah, you can just put it in your cell phone, you know, and you have everything right there." That's planning, isn't it? Have you been planning for the end of your life? Have you been planning to see your Savior, Jesus? And a lot of people start planning that. And Jesus is instructing us about the end of our lives. And he says, you know, I want you to proclaim what you hear in whispers. I want you to proclaim the gospel in front of all people. I want you to do that, to share your faith with those around you. And you see, God is telling us, Jesus is telling us, that the way to a person's heart and life is through relationships. A few years ago, or I should say many years ago, about 20 years ago, there came out this book form of Following the Master's Plan. And the Master's Plan is to have relationships. And the Master's Plan is, as you have those relationships, you're able to share with that person or persons your faith in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because that's where our relationships begin, with faith in Jesus. And the Master's Plan told about how this one individual, one neighbor who knew Jesus and invited his other neighbor over to help with repairing the vehicle. And they would talk over the repairing of the vehicle and get all that knowledge down, and they started to develop a relationship. And the Master's Plan says, as you develop that relationship, then you're able to talk to that person about Jesus, which the individual in the video was able to do. was to share faith in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And see, this is what Jesus is sending his disciples out to do, is start relationships in the city. But he says, you know, people are not going to like you. They're going to persecute you. They're going to send you away because they don't want to hear your words. And he's telling us about all of that planning in our lives. To plan about teaching others about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to share him with those around us. But he says, be careful. Be on guard. You may be persecuted because of that word that you share. But don't worry, I'm still with you, as he is still with us, because we are his children. Because we trust in his guidance. We trust in his word. We trust in how he's going to guide us as well. And as we live in that trust, we're able to reach out to others. We're able to tell others about our faith in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It always amazes me on Sunday morning, and it amazed me again this morning, as we started coming over here to Byron, was I saw a couple walking, and there was a couple bikers, not motorcycles, but bikers, looked like mother and daughter. There was a person walking their dog, and I started thinking, do they know who Jesus is? Do they know what day this is? Who knows? I don't know, but maybe they do know Jesus. But yet, as we look at the world, a number of people don't know who Jesus Christ is. They need to see Jesus in us. And they need to hear about Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and what Jesus has done and accomplished for us. I read an illustration one time, and it was about this doctor. And this doctor was driving on the road, and he saw an injured dog. And he picked up that injured dog, brought him home, nursed that dog back to health, and so that dog could walk and eat and all of those sorts of things. And one day the doctor left the door just ajar, and the dog went out. And he said that ungrateful dog, he left without even barking or licking my hand or anything. And he was kind of in misery, and he's sitting down there just a couple nights later, and he heard this scratching noise on the door. And he went and he opened it up, and that dog didn't calm himself, but he bring about 5 or 10 other dogs along with him to be healed. You see, that dog knew the care that that doctor gave him. And he knew about that. And so he shared it with other dogs. Now, I'm not saying we're dogs. But what I'm saying is we know Jesus. And we know that we have eternal life in Jesus Christ, in him alone. We can share that knowledge. We can share that good news because it is good news. Because God has a plan. Paul and Silas were in the jail. And an earthquake happened, it just rattled all the doors, and all the doors were open. It was dark in there. Nobody ran out because they had heard the word from Paul and Silas. The jailer, on the other hand, came rushing in and said, you know, don't leave. And Paul and Silas just said, no, not leave. And the jailer said, what must I be saying? What did Paul respond? Believe on the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. There was that relationship with the jailer that was cemented, and he was able to share Jesus with him. So God has a plan. And that's brought together in Jesus. Now, I'm sure that some of you may not have watched this program called The A-Team. And The A-Team would go out and they would try to help the underdog who was being, getting locked in my mind. But anyway, they had the thugs that were after the underdog. And so the A-Team came along to help them and bring order to their life. And the main character was Hannibal Smith. And he would say, I love it when a plan comes together. God is the same way. He loves it when his plan comes together. The plan of sacrificing Jesus on the cross for us, so that all would know that they have eternal life and the forgiveness of sins in Jesus. That's God's plan. Paul says it aptly to Timothy, God wants all people come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ and be saved. And he does it through us, using our hands, using our voices, using our relationships as we look forward to being with him for all life, for all eternity. In Jesus' name, amen.